This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always forever begin by praising and thanking Allah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And we send our love and our greetings, salutations to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. Black Friday Mubarak to all of you. MashaAllah. What good specials are there? Does anybody get something good? Anybody got something good? Can anybody beat the 2 rand streetwise 2? Anybody? Free flight. So I'm sure we've been looking, searching for the deals. Alhamdulillah, no problem in deals and good deals. And if you find something, let us know. But inshallah, I'm confident that these are the best deals you're going to get. What I'm going to give you now is not I'm selling anything to you. It's like a special investor who's got Bitcoin at 1 cent. It's got Google shares before it went public. This is something one you can't even give justice. The things, inshallah, we're going to share now are really, really life and akhirah changing. There is nothing equal. There is no special. There is no deal that can beat these deals that we're going to give you now for the next half an hour, inshallah. But before we get to that, you can either take these big investments and these big opportunities, or you can buy that take-a-lot deal. And inshallah, there's nothing wrong with buying your take-a-lot deal. There's nothing wrong with spending your money in something which is halal. And the Prophet ﷺ says to one Sahabi that this wealth is sweet. Money is nice. Money is sweet. And whoever earns it in a halal way and spends it in a halal way, then what an excellent help it is. Then good, alhamdulillah, you earn it. You worked in a halal way. You spent it on your bicycle, whatever it might be, in a halal way. No problem. It is. You get rewarded for that. But whoever, either you acquire your money in the haram or you spend it in haram, then it will be like the one who eats and eats and eats and is never satisfied. There will be no barakah and joy in your money. In another beautiful hadith, subhanallah, sometimes we feel guilty. Should we book that holiday? Should we buy that extra thing? It's no problem enjoying yourself, but you'll see what you'll miss out. It's not haram to enjoy yourself, but you can get something better with your money. But if you are going to enjoy yourself, and the hadith which I love so much, the Prophet ﷺ says, the one who eats, who goes on holiday, who buys that clothing, who spoils himself gratefully, he's thankful to Allah, then he gets the same reward who fasted patiently. The one who eats gratefully gets the reward like the one who fasted patiently. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And therefore the Prophet ﷺ says in another hadith, eat and drink and give some charity and wear nice clothes without pride. Do these things. Spoil yourself and give some charity, because Allah loves to see you, to see the effects of the blessings on you. Allah gave you that money. He wants to see you also spoiling yourself a little bit. But give charity as well. SubhanAllah, it's hadith. But of course, there are better things you can do with your money. There are better things you can buy than that Xbox, PlayStation game, than that PSP or holiday, whatever it might be. Even though it's 50% off, fantastic deal. Maybe even speak to me after Jumu'ah about that deal. But there are better things that you and I can spend our money on. Let's talk about some of those things. What about if I was selling you insurance from calamity? No car accident can hit you, inshallah, Allah wills. No calamity from fire, earthquakes, whatever. How much are you going to put a price on that? The Prophet says, charity stands in the way of calamity. Charity is your insurance against calamity in the dunya, and charity is your shade on the day of Qiyamah. Charity will be your shade on a day when there is no shade. And also, as we go through the list, one might ask, what is the premium? Okay, Allah, I want that insurance policy from calamity. How much do I need to buy in? There's no minimum. The only requirement is give something sincerely. Whether it's 1 rand sincerely, even 1 million rand that you give not sincerely, it won't count. It must be given sincerely. And it also, side note, it doesn't mean that if you sincerely gave your money in charity. He said, but still, Ya Allah, I was in the car accident. Yeah, you were in the car accident, but you walked away. Could have been, the destiny should have been that you would have died, would have lost a limb. Or it could have been that the disease that you had that wasn't cured, and subhanAllah, it's terminal. Diagnosis is bad, but Allah had given you something else, that you received the calamity in a way which earned you your Jannah. You will not lose out with Allah. You will not lose out with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your charity is your insurance policy against calamity. When that towel comes around, when the masjid wants to ask for donation, whatever donation thing you see, don't think I'm giving 5 rand to the orphan. Think I'm putting an insurance policy on myself and my family that no misfortune will befall us. Another hadith, the Prophet says, treat your sick with charity. It's your medical aid. When you're sick, yes, there's medicine, you must take the treatments. But if you also want an extra support, or the primary support is from Allah, then in your treating of the sick, protecting your health, giving you more life, more years, is your charity. Think of the sins that we have, subhanAllah. If all the sins were debt, all the wrongs we've done, how do I get rid of it? The Prophet says, charity extinguishes, wipes the sins out, like water extinguishes fire. We think about all the wrongs I've done, Ya Allah, if you should hold me to account for them, I'm ruined. But okay, alhamdulillah, there is a expiation for you. There is a way out for you. SubhanAllah, may Allah protect us. We should never do this with legal crimes, right? You're going to have 10 years, but the judge says, instead of giving you a life sentence, give me 100 rand. So yeah, I'll take it. Allah is allowed to do this. You need to go 1,000 years to Jahannam. But okay, feed that poor person and we'll call it equal. SubhanAllah. That is what Allah is offering. So again, it's not we are asking you for charity. Allah's not asking us for charity. Allah's offering you an opportunity, offering me an opportunity. And we said, what is the money? Ya Allah, how much must I give to get my sins forgiven? Well, Allah says, hadith says, protect yourself from Jahannam. Buy your insurance policy from Jahannam by giving a piece of a date. By giving a piece of a date. SubhanAllah. I would be offended if the towel comes and you put a date in the towel. Allah's not offended. Allah is not offended. If you give, you're not even the date, you said, wait, I'm going to first take half for me and put the other half for the masjid. Allah says, if that was sincere, that is your sadaqah to save you from Jahannam. From Jahannam. SubhanAllah. Now if, alhamdulillah, you said, look, I have all the insurance policies I have, I feel protected, but I want more. There are things I want. Then, your sadaqah will increase your risk. The Prophet ﷺ says, I swear on three things, meaning it's a guarantee. One of those three things, he says, Wallahi, 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 a million times over, you will not be decreased by your charity. You will only increase. You will not lose out in giving charity. You will only get more barakah in it. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself, O son of Adam, spend on the poor so I can spend on you. Lillahi mathal a'la, we can't give analogies, but let's give an example. You've put in a project or proposal for some CEO to get a job, or some tender or something like that. It's sitting on his desk. And that same CEO is going to review your proposal. Then he phones you and says, you know what, you live in Athlone. I'm now here in my penthouse or whatever, but there's a lady that lives next door to you. She needs electricity or something. Can you just sort her out? Now, you know, the same person is going to look at your proposal, is going to open up this way for you. What are you going to do? That's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. Ya Allah, give me. Ya Allah, cure me. Ya Allah, increase me. Ya Allah. It's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering our dua. But now Allah says, help this person in need next to you. What are you going to do? As we said, the Prophet swears that charity does not reduce your wealth. And then another beautiful hadith Qudsi where Allah speaks, the Prophet says, whoever gives charity equal to a date, again, meaning a minuscule amount of charity. How much is a date, subhanAllah? I don't know, we don't sell in single dates. I don't think you get it. It's less than a rand, right? Less than a rand, or five cents or 10 cents, I don't know. A sweet, alhamdulillah, some people keep sweets on them and they give it, mashallah. Allah says, if you were to give that, And it's from a halal source, and it's a good, and you were sincere. Listen what Allah says. Allah will take it in His right hand. Allah will take it very appreciatively, in a manner which fits His majesty. And He will care for it, and invest it, and multiply that charity, so that on the day of Qiyamah, it will at least be the size of a mountain. That date, that sweet, that one rand, that sandwich, will be a mountain in terms of rewards on the day of Qiyamah. can't beat that. No investment banker can beat that. SubhanAllah. Charity will also, inshaAllah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ, those who spend in the path of Allah, by day and by night, publicly and secretly, they will have a great reward of Allah. Allah says, I don't give a... The return will be unimaginable. But Allah also says, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that I will take away any semblance of fear and grief. Peace of mind. How much are you going to spend for your stresses to go away? How much would you pay not to feel scared or sad or anxiety or anxious, depression? How much you pay for that? SubhanAllah, priceless. Allah says, just give a little bit of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also offers in charity something which, as we said, like we know we cannot buy iman, righteousness, being close to Him. Allah says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرُ, you will never reach the highest levels of righteousness. Yes, you can make salah, it will get you closer. You can go for hajj, it will get you closer. But you will never, if you really want to be on the highest tier of taqwa, then, حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. This is a bit more difficult now. Allah says, by no means will you attain the highest levels of righteousness until you give of, not all of it, a little bit, or some of the things you love. You must feel it now. You must feel it now. When you do that, you make that charity, you make that decision. I really wanted this thing. I really wanted that game. But you know what? I can live without that game. But that person really needs this operation. I will give that money. I'll give that charity for them. When you feel it, now you're achieving that higher level of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now elevates you to a status that you were not there before. And it is a means by which you can come close to Allah. Once again, in Surah Tawbah, Allah speaks about the Bedouins. The Bedouins were ignorant. Some of them, just they gave charity like a tax. They pay charity the same way we pay tax. No one pays it with love and joy. We ask Allah to accept it and count it as charity. May Allah accept our taxes as charity. But nobody pays a fine or taxes or bills with a smile on your face. And so there were those Bedouins that were new to Islam. That's how they saw zakah. As a tax and as a burden and as a pain. But there were some Bedouins who gave with love. And Allah speaks about the Surah Tawbah. Allah says, amongst the Bedouins are some who believe in Allah and they believe in the last day. And they consider what they spend, they consider the charity and zakah that they give as a means to draw closer to Allah and to obtain the dua and the invocation of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah then says, a person who spends like that, undoubtedly, it will be a means by which you will come closer to Allah. Allah says, I guarantee you, you have access to me now. You want access to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the one who owns your life, your children in His hands. You want access? The access is give charity. Not to Him, to those who are in need. And then Allah says, and He will admit them into His mercy. He will now favor us with His mercy. And indeed, Allah is all-forgiving and merciful. Charity also gets to a level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions rewards for many people. Jannah, great reward, great deeds. But few places, not many places, where Allah, does Allah mention, you earn His love. Love is, Allah's mercy is for everybody. Allah's kindness is for everybody. But Allah's love is only for a select few. And if you look at this ayah, Allah speaks about what you need to do to be of those whom Allah loves. Another saying of the ulama, we all love Allah, inshallah, we all love Allah. May Allah grant us to love Him more than anything else. But not all of us reaches the level where we are the elite close ones to Allah. This ayah tells you of the ways to get there. The first thing Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السِّرِّ وَالضَّرَّى, Allah subhanahu says, they are the ones who they spend in ease. They spend in ease and in hardship. When things are good and bad, they make that part of their life. I'm going to support this orphan. Whether it's good or bad, whether the business is up or down, I'm going to give that money. It's not going to be situational. To the best of my... Unless, and obviously, if it's impossible, Allah does not hold us to account. But I am not going to only give when things are good. I'm going to be there when things are good for me or difficult. وَكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and they restrain their anger. Someone upset them, they don't blow their top. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who wrong them, when you wrong the good person, He forgives. Look at of these qualities. He spends in the good times and bad times. When he's angry, he doesn't let it show. And when you offend him, abuse him, he makes maaf on you. These are difficult things to do. What do you get? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah says, I love. These are good people. I love them. To attain this, a bit more. Now, I don't know what deals you have in your take-a-lot basket. I don't know what's waiting for you. You're doing the sums in your head. I don't know what things are going for. Plane tickets, games, a new bicycle, a holiday, mashallah. But when you look at what you can do with your money, and again, I go and I annually look up at these charitable websites.
Reminder, the first collection is for the mosque and the handbag will be for Gaza.
All right, mashallah. RQ.
And next week.
Okay, so this is for the masjid, inshallah, for the masjid, upkeep, maintenance, and all that's needed. And then there's a red bag that's coming around, and that is for Palestine. May Allah make it easy for our brothers in Palestine, all those who are going through hardship. Now, remember when we talk about charity, and Allah doesn't need a minimum. There's no minimum. A piece of a date, meaning anything, give it with sincerity. But look at really what you can do. For 75 rand, you can put someone in a shelter for a week, for 5 nights. How much would you spend if I was on the road, or you were on the road, without the shelter? How much do you spend? For 75 rand, I'm going to sleep here, someone's going to kill me on the road, I don't have a place to live. 75 rand, you can put someone in a shelter. 150 rand, you can pay for on the websites, they are refugees. All they need is a bit of insulin or something. Life-saving medication, cheap medication. 150 rand a month. 300 rand, Subhanallah, our meals, I don't know the price of our meals, but in certain parts of the world, 300 rand is enough to take care of someone's meals for a month. For one whole month, he can survive on 300 rand. So think again. Yes, that game, I'm picking on all the gamers here. That game was 700 rand, now it's half price, 600 rand. You think that I can play that game, but I can feed two people for a month with 600 rand. You can pay someone, some kids, stationery. For the whole year, their books and stuff, a whole year of education. Every time they go in class, they use that pen, you get a reward for it. 500 rand. 600 rand a month, you can take care of an orphan. Whole month, day and night, you're getting a reward. That orphan is your charity. Winter is coming in the northern hemisphere. People are in the refugee camps. They need blankets. They need some kind of clothing. Socks. Subhanallah. I don't know if you had to, without shoes in the snow, Allah protect us. 700 rand, you can take care of someone's, the harshness of winter. Think of the day of Qiyamah when we stand with the harshness of Jahannam, and that thing comes, and just when you're there, that thing comes out of your pocket. Oh, I made this EFT, I didn't even remember it. This was your protection. That you helped someone against the elements, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you now. 2,000 rand, you can support an imam. I know this project, okay, the 1.5 is not on my page. 1.5, I added this separately. It wasn't on my slides. Subhanallah, I work for an organization that you all know, MJC, for example. You'll never see them raising money. Alhamdulillah, good. One project which they do, I find so beautiful. It is if someone dies in our community, a Muslim, and they have no qabr, they have no janazah, it is our obligation to make sure someone has a decent grave. Never raises money for it. We don't hear people, we don't ask for it. But it's so sincere because that dead person can't even say Jazakallah khair or make dua for you. You get nothing in return for giving charity to a dead person. For 1.5. And there are many, many people that die, they don't have anything, they don't even have the money for a kafan or a qabr. 1.5, you can give someone a decent janazah when they are at their most vulnerable. They can't even ask. Alhamdulillah. Another organization that Alhamdulillah, we know a little bit about. For 2,000 rand, you can support an imam 24/7. Dawah, calling people to Islam, khutbah, salah, 5 times a day salah, nikahs, classes, teaching hifz, mashallah. A whole masjid can be kept up. A whole madrasa can be kept up for 6,000 rand a month. A borehole or a well for an entire village. That lady, prostitute, went to Jannah for giving a dog a sip of water. Imagine you have a well where people, children, drink from it night and day. You don't have to spend this yourself. Maybe you're the admin of your WhatsApp group and say, guys, 15,000, we are 15 here. 1,000 of us, 1,000 rand each, we can do this. MashaAllah. And if you can't do any of this, remember the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't feel bad. If you can't even afford these, that's half a date, then remember, even smiling is a charity. A good word is a charity. Picking up the litter is a charity. Everything counts to Allah. This is for the normal investor. I want to conclude with a special section for the mega investor. This requires a bit of a buy-in. This requires maybe not all of you here can afford, maybe not all of us can afford it. This now is big charity, the mega investor. And this is where when I talk, you feel, I wish I was that. This is permissible envy. We know the hadith of the Nabi says, you can be envious of two people, the alim, the sheikh, the maulana, mashallah, I wish I had the knowledge like him. Or the rich man, where he can say, don't worry, I buy that masjid myself. Ya Allah, I wish I can be like him. This is envy. And here is where wealth can earn you Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how amazing is it where Allah joins a lot of money with a pious man? You see how the world changes. For those, and I hope some billionaires, trillionaires, multimillionaires, you open up your bank account and you see 7-8 digits there. We look at take a lot for things, you go on and see is Ferrari and Lamborghini. You look at, when you search Property 24, you go to the full 100 million, that's where you check. If you're on that scale, listen up. Allah has given you a golden ticket to attain Jannah. Allah has given you a chance to attain your Jannah in one transaction. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, he did this 3 times in his life. The Prophet speaks about Sayyidina Uthman, 3 times he guaranteed his Jannah. He bought Jannah 3 times over. Strategic charity. The charities we talk about, feeding the poor, helping an imam, building a masjid, putting someone in the qabr, this is emergency charity. This we should do. Really, we are a failure if we don't do it. And we are only the charity, we're just keeping the ummah on ICU. But if we want to make the ummah great, we need people like this to come forward and say, you know what, point me in the right direction and I solve the problem and I'll build something. If you have the means, and wallahi, there are people that have the means. They can do it. Allah has given you the opportunity. Sayyidina Uthman did this 3 times. When the Prophet comes to Medina, he comes as a refugee, but alhamdulillah, he could take his investments with him. He comes to Medina, there's a shortage of water. We don't have water. We need a well. Sayyidina Uthman says, which well? I'll buy the well. He buys the well himself. The Nabi says, you have attained Jannah. Halas, you have Jannah now. Whatever you do, Allah's not going to look at it. You attain Jannah. Masjid Nabawi is built. Now they want to expand the masjid. There were a number of plots, a few properties. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, we want to expand Masjid Nabawi. Whoever buys a piece of a property gets it. Sayyidina Uthman says, Ya Rasulullah, don't worry, I've bought all the properties. All of them, I've bought it. Now he bankrupted himself to buy the well. 2-3 years later, he's buying all the properties. How did his money come back to him as a refugee? Allah is giving him again. The last year, the last battle of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is called the army of Usr, the difficult army, big army, huge army fighting the Romans. The men are there, but the equipment isn't there. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking, who's going to give? Everyone is trying to outdo the other, to give more and more and more. Sayyidina Uthman, again, bankrupts himself, liquidates everything. He comes and he drops a pile of gold in the lap of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet is so taken aback. He like moves the gold in his hands as if though he can't believe Uthman is giving so much. Look what he says. The Prophet says, oh Uthman, after today, nothing. Meaning, nothing will touch you after today. No sin will touch you after today. You have been forgiven. Your past, your future, your Jannah is secure. One transaction. After the Nabi died, this is 2 years later, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a famine. Sayyidina Uthman again, he bails the ummah out. How does his wealth comes back to him every time. His wealth comes back to him. So, oh investor, oh billionaire, oh multi-millionaire, one transaction can attain your Jannah and you will get back many, many times over. But remember, for you, for me, for the big investor, the small investor, it's a limited time offer. Allah says, spend mimma razaqanakum, spend of what I have given you. Before the day comes, before the time of your death comes, it could happen today, tomorrow, this time offer has an expiration date. You only have the opportunity to make the EFT now, when the day you die. Then you will say, now we'll say, Ya Allah, Rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajrin qareeb. Oh Allah, please, Ya Allah. Subhanallah, Allah says the first regret we'll say when we die. When Malikum pulls our ruh, he said, فَأَصَّدَّقَ, let me just put sin, Ya Allah. Let me just hit the EFT button now, Ya Allah. Too late. The first regret when Malikum pulls the ruh, Ya Allah, please let me spend that in my bank account. I'm not going to benefit it from it. It's going to go to waste now. فَأَصَّدَّقَ. Now is the opportunity. May Allah bless us in our money. May Allah grant us strength. May Allah grant the ummah khair and barakah. May Allah bless us and bless us in our money. May Allah make there be from amongst us billionaires, trillionaires who have money in their hands, but Allah in their heart. Ameen, ameen. Just a few announcements. Alhamdulillah, we have our Umrah course 1st of December, that's Sunday. It is sold out, but it is online. For those who want to attend online, it's just a one, sort of a few hour course, A to Z of Umrah. You can join online, please let us know. And then, mashallah, there's the journey of Hajj and Umrah, but then there's a journey of life, which is Nikah and love. This is for people who are getting married, who are married, who would like to rekindle the love. We have a full day marriage class, inshallah. That is the 8th of Sunday, the 8th of December. So next week, Sunday, inshallah. There's still places available. Please let us know, inshallah, if you're interested. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi salam ursaleen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.